Gimel Adar, 18th of February, Rabbi Yoel Rabin, Tfilah B'mokim Korban and Tfilas Tashlumim.
Tomorrow, in the beginning of the fourth Perek, Brochus discusses what happens if someone forgets to daven Shachris Bizmanui. Says the Gemara that he has a din of tashlumin. He can be mashlim. He can pay up his chiv tefillah for shachris by davening later on during the day. That's the din of tashlumin. The Gemara is mamshich. The Gemara clears, what's the din if someone forgets mincha? Does he have a possibility of tashlumin by davening twice ma'ariv? What should be the difference between someone who forgets Shacharis and someone who forgets Mincha? If once there's a din of Tashlumin, why should there be a difference between these two Eifanim? So the Gemara's Mavaya is like this. When it comes to Mincha, seeing as if he forgets Mincha, his next chance is to daven Ma'ariv twice, so Ma'ariv is ready on a different day. And seeing as Ma'ariv is a different day, says the Gemara, perhaps I could say that Tfilah is B'mokim Korban, and by Korban we have a rule of a Yoimoy bottle Kavona. Once the day is over, so the korban is bottle. So too over here, tefillah, once the day of the tefillah of your chiyuv is over, you had the chiyuv to daven on Monday mincha, and the day of your chiyuv is over, it's av azmanoi, av ayomi, bottle kabonai. So that's one side of the Gemara. The other side of the Gemara, edilma, tefillah is rachamim. Oshna Gemara rachamim. Seeing as tefillah is rachamim, so then, even if av ayomi, but we don't say that you've lost, that it's ma'akev in the tefillah, and therefore you still have the possibility, they have shorus of tashlumin. So I wanted to be mavai a little bit this Gemara. First of all, we have to understand what are the two tzadim of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't seem to question the idea that tefillah is b'mokim korban. The Gemara seems to take that one for granted. Yet the Gemara says, even so, perhaps, no, seeing as tefillah is rachamim, Therefore, you still have a second chance. What's the bio in the two tzadim of the Gemara? That's one point. And the second point, Be'emes, the point is already raised in the Pnei Yeshua, that this idea of tefillah b'mokim korban seems to connect to Gemara on the next onwards. The Gemara writes, the Gemara brings a machlekes tanoim. Tefillah, three tefillahs, we daven three tefillahs a day. Where does the three tefillahs come from? Where does the number three come from? So the Gemara says, tefillahs always tiknu. That's one side of the Gemara. The other side of the Gemara is tefillahs keneged korbanos tiknu. Tefillahs are keneged the korban. And just like there's three nyonim in the korban, tomach shel shachar in the morning, tomach shel bein habayim in the afternoon, and in the night, you makriv the evorim of the korbanos tomit. So it's over here. So you have three korbanos, you have three tefillahs. Three tefillahs corresponding to three korbanos. So the Bnei Yeshua asks, as the Chayra from the Gemara in the Amud Beis will be mashma, as it's a machlekes whether tefillahs are keneged korbanos or not. The other side of the Gemara says tefillahs always tiknu. That's where we come to three tefillahs. So it seems to be a question on the Amud Beis, and yet on the Amud Aleph, the Gemara seems to take it on for granted as tefillahs b'mokim korban. That's a question. That's a point which is taken on kan, not of shulta. The Chayra, this doesn't really fit with what seems to be a machlekes in the Amud Beis. So there's two questions over here. One question is to explain what are the tzadei hasofik of the Gemara. The other question is, why is tefillah b'mokim korban taken for granted at davar muskim in the Amud Aleph, when on the Amud Beis it seems to be a machlekes? Oh, so like this. Perhaps you see an interesting yesod. What does tefillah b'mokim korban mean? Yidua Tor Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadik Ches Siv Dalet. Steht in Tor Shulchan Aruch Hazeh. Hatfila b'mokim korban. Tfila is like a korban. L'may nafkemin. So the Gemara brings a Rishima of nafkemin. The Shulchan Aruch Tor brings a Rishima of nafkemin. First nafkemin, just like a korban, you find the din is as if you have a machsheves psul. So you passel the korban. So too, when it comes to tfila, one mustn't have a machsheves machshava acheres. Think a different machshava on a different Indian. It's a machshavas psul. Second afkamina says the Shulchan Tov. Just like by a korban, there's a din that the oved has to, the one who does the korban, is makiv of the korban, has to have special begodim. So too, when it comes to tefillah, the oved has to have special begodim. That's why people are makiv to put on special begodim for tefillah. Third nafkamina. Just like a korban, the din is, as korban ton mokim, kachakotchim shchitosa batsofim, kachakalim komokim ba'azorov, there's a certain mokim which is nitzrach, which is needed for the korban. And so too my tefillah as well. There's a din mokim in tefillah, you have to be kaveh mokim in tefillah asim. What would seem from this Shulchan Aruch, Tor Shulchan Aruch, Oplenen, Diktor Shulchan Aruch, would be much like this. As the idea, they say the tefillah b'mokim korban, is that tefillah is like a korban. That's the translation of mokim korban. It's like a korban. What do I mean by like a korban? It has, just like korban has dinim, so too tefillah has dinim, because it's like a korban. It's like a korban. In fact, the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch speak out, Shatfilah Oila Heichon Shal Korban Oila. It goes to the same pace. It goes to the same place. It poils in the same po'ula that the korban poils. So the title of Tfilah B'Mokim Korban means, if he's there, that Tfilah is like a korban, and therefore has dinim, which he finds by a korban as well. Say that. Nachon. Okay, right. The Oved, the Dine HaOved aren't exactly the same other Seif, correct. But it's very interesting that you see this idea that Tefillah is like a korban has two nafkaminas. One is Legabe, the Dinim of the korban itself, the Dinim of the Tefillah itself, i.e., the korban has a din, has a din mokim, where the korban has to be brought. So the Tefillah has to be davened in a certain place, that's a Dinim about the Tefillah itself. Another halacha, the korban has a din of a machsheves psul, so too the tefillah has a din of machsheves psul. These are dinim about the tefillah itself. The tefillah itself, the chefts of the tefillah is like a korban. On the other hand, we have another halacha over here. In the same sif, we see this dinim oived, just like the oived of a korban, the one who does the meshoris, he has certain halachas, what dress he has to wear, the kohen has to wear a certain dress, and there shouldn't be chetzitza between him and the ritzvah. So too the mispalel is an oived. So he has also dinim about the mispalel. Is lamadnu mikan, as tefillah b'mokim korban means, on a general level, tefillah is like a korban, that it has dinim similar to the din of a korban, and it's misbate, it expresses itself, bein legabe the dinim of the tefillah itself, a bein legabe the dinim of the mispalel, like a korban, there's dinim ha korban, v'dinim ha oived, so to my tefillah, there's dinim ha tefillah atzmo, v'dinim ha mispalel. That's the din of tefillah b'mokim korban. Very interesting, is that the goin of an art says, what's the makoy that tefillah b'mokim korban? He's mitzayin gemara da chavovo medalef. Chavovo medalef. And the welt matotzich. Chavovo medalef to begin at tefillah shachar. The address for this halacha is really, for this halacha is the omid based. Tefillah keneged korbanis tiknu. Why is the goin being mitzayin the gemara da medalef? And the answer is, with this knech. As the gemara da chavovo medalef, the MS is selling avek the cloud that tefillah is like a korban has dinim of a korban, and that kenira is a dover boru v'poshut. That is l'loy cholek. There's no question about that. What is the sugya of tefillah's kineged korbanistik? That's the gemara of chachamim base. What is that sugya about? Nila loyma. That sugya is already a tzveita shalav. That sugya is like this. We've already been miyase that tefillah is like a korban. Now Chazal said, you know, a second thing. Mesakim that this tefillah should be keneged korbanis instead of yenokom. Instead of yenokom, be mispala. That already is, so to speak, giving making the tefillah instead of that kom. That's already a second halacha. Lamaisa, how is that halacha misbata? How do we see the nafkaminas of this thing? So this thing, the marshal we see, because it's keneged the korbanis of Tomid, so therefore that's maimed as man in the tefillah. When to daven? Yeah, because it's kama kineged, that korban, so therefore it's chal, that's man, the zman of the korban becomes the zman of this tefillah. That's already the halacha hachadosha, which is learned from the second parasha of tefillah kineged korbanis. And now the nafkamina? How many tefillahs to daven a day? Again, seeing as the tefillah comes instead of those korbanis, so you have to have, if it's three korbanis, so the Meila falls onto tefillah. You need three tefillahs. And perhaps a third nafkamina, very interesting, is the riff in the third perek, that he says that there's a halacha that you can't be mispalel. There's a musar of a tefillah nedover. There's a musar of a tefillah nedover. If a person doesn't know whether he was yotzeis chayves a tefillah, so he's allowed to daven a tefillah nedover. But the Rif says, as it's a problem whether he can daven a tefillah nedover. Stop. Why? Because seeing as tefillah kneged karbonis tiknu, so the tefillah comes out instead of the karbonis of tomid, and the karbonis of tomid were karbonis of tzibur. Maybe there's a problem. Can you bring a carbon tzibur with a dova? So seeing as a problem with bringing a carbon tzibur with a dova is a musig of a dova by tzibur. So perhaps there's no din of carbon a dova. There's no din of a tefillah. So just like there's no din of a carbon tzibur with a dova, so it follows on there's no din of tefillah for dova. That's already a third nafgamina out of this din of tefillah kineged karbonis.
What is the
carbon tzibur? What's the carbon evarim? The Evarim and Pedorim, which they were makiv, of the Korbanos, which you were makiv in the day, the Evarim and Pedorim can be oil on the Mizbech kol ha-layla. That's the
inyan.
Oh, fine. That already the Gemara discusses. The actual Hakrova, the Shechita, and the Zrika of the Tomash Bein Abayim took place in the afternoon.
Yes.
But the Emurim came later, and the Emurim are sufficiently separate that therefore they also warrant Keneged, as Keneged, the Emurim, you always make a call. You make a tefillah. B'cholayfen, it comes up, we have over here, Lamadne Mikan, that there's two sugis. There's the sugi number one on Chavova Medar, which is tefillah b'mokim kom, which means that the tefillah is like a kom, and therefore the tefillah has dinim, like kom and has dinim. And then you have the second sugi number base, the tefillah keneged kobonis, that means that tefillah is coming instead of the kom, which gives the tefillah the dinim of the carbon it's coming instead of. That's really what we're seeing, i.e., the feed the riff. You can't do it tefillah sadova. How many tefillahs to do a day? And what time to do the tefillahs?
That doesn't have that shtick with the three
obbas.
How does that
shtick? That's not three obbas. That's taka separate machlekes. And normal base, there's a shayla where the tefillahs keneged karbonis tiknu or tefillah obbas tiknu. So the normal base, the sugi normal base, is taka shoni by machlekes. But the sugi normal dalef, the tefillah itself has a din like a carbon, that is lelei cholik. That's clear. And I would add on, as this halacha, that tefillah keneged karbonis, the omer beis, is built out of and up on the tzugin omer dalef. It's only once we understand that tefillah is like a carbon that the chazal could go further and say, therefore, seeing as tefillah is like a carbon, so we can replace the carbon. The omer beis, says this, becomes, I call it, a shlav base on the omer dalef, which was miyase, the rule that tefillah itself is like a carbon. That's not the word. Yeah, might always miss that. Oh, that's not the word. But I'll go upon him. So that really explains just this idea what Philip Mokum Korban means. I will go a step further. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? Now let's come back to the suffix of the Gemara. It's the other side of the Gemara. So let's be mine a little bit more into the Gemara. So the Gemara says Philip Mokum Korban, and by Korban there's a din of Ovas Mani Bottle Korban. Again, in the context of what we just said now, it means like this. Seeing as tefillah is like a korban, and by korban we find that the zman which was said about the korban is li'ikuva. Dahainu, of a zman of the korban, so you cannot bring the korban anymore. Tomid shel shachar, once the zman is over, so you've lost the ability to bring the tomid altogether. Kach hu hamida le'inyin hatfilah. Dahainu, well, what we've learned that didn't zman on the tefillah, the zman on the tefillah is also ma'akev in the tefillah itself. Again, following the same pattern. If tefillah is b'makom korban, it means tefillah is like a korban, it has the same dinim as a korban. Says the Gemara, a new expression of this rule. Tahainu, just like by a korban, if you've missed the zman is ma'akev in the korban, so too by tefillah, if you miss the zman in the tefillah, it's ma'akev in the tefillah. Very clear. That's one side in the Gemara. What's the second side? Rachameinu. What's Vintus? So first of all, a Yisrael Godel in the Gemara. This Gemara is touching up with being Mepharish what the Mahus of Tefillah is. What is Tefillah? Tefillah, the definition of Tefillah in one word is Bakoshas Rachamein. That's what Tefillah is. That's the very essence of Tefillah. So that means to say like this. Tefillah B'mokum Korban says Tefillah is like a korban. So it has the same dinim as korban has. But the idea of rachmeninu is not, it goes to the heart core of tefillah itself. What is the mechus of tefillah. Tefillah is bakoshas rachmim. So what's the Gemara saying? Seeing that tefillah is bakoshas rachmim, so then the Gemara understands, even if the zman is over, Abba should nevertheless be able to bring the car to be able to have him weiter. What's his fault? As I say in the middle, what's fault the hezba over here? What's the nekud of this sad? How is it being doicha the first sad of the Gemara? The same tefillah is mokum kol. So the answer is like this. It seems that if tefillah is rachamim, so the mahus of tefillah being a bakoshas rachamim, rachamim is not totally bisman. Once we understand that tefillah is rachamim, everyone understands that rachamim is lemala min hazman. It's not totally bisman. And in fact, Tosis over here is moisif a little bit. Says that rachamim ninhu, Tosis says, he brings a gemara in the second page, ulevai sheispalel adam kolayim kule. Does that gemara? What does that gemara mean? Halevai, a person should daven the whole time. Non-stop. So before the Gemara over there, seems the way Tosis is learning the Gemara, that this idea will levai shespalel kolim kulim means like this. Seeing that tefillah is rachamim, be'etzem, what should be the zman of tefillah? Tefillah shouldn't have a zman. A person should really daven the whole day. The whole day. Ulevai shespalel kolim kulim. Be'etzem, chayvas tefillah, the zman for chayvas tefillah should be kolayim kulim. Halevai shespalel kolim kulim, it's rachamim. Halevai. Chazal came along and limited a person's chiyuv on tefillah. Instead of davening the whole time, they said, you know what, it's enough three times a day. That's really the approach to where we get to three times a day. Three times a day is not coming lahachmir, but be'etzem is going the other direction. That's be'etzem what you should be doing. Chazal will come and gimuk dvayimor, enough three times a day. In which case, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means like this. Seeing as tefillah is rachamim, therefore ulevai sheispalel adam kolayim kulei. Be yesoidoi, the zman of tefillah is kolayim. Elamai chazal will makabil. Nunu. Says the Gemara, Ibazoi, here you can't say avazmani bottle kaboni. Dahainu. It is true. Omnom, it's true as tefillah is b'mokum kolbun. We're not arguing on that side. What does that rule say? It's like a carbon. It's just like by a carbon. Once the zman is over, it's the ikuva. Now says the Gemara, when is the zman over by tefillah? What is, call it, the over and out of the zman by tefillah? So you think the zman is over. Says Tosis. Says the Gemara, the zman of tefillah is over only by then. One second. I've gone too good. It goes like this. One side of the Gemara is, the zman of the tefillah is over by night. Because it's like a kob. And if the zman is over by night, bottle kob only. Anachanami, you've lost your chance. And the other side of the Gemara is even further than that. We know the side of ulevaishis paladam kolim kulei. Now we're going to say a step further. That tefillah being rachamim is absolutely lemaila min hazman. And seeing as it's lemaila min hazman, absolutely. So you're never called an avazman, oy. You're not called an avazman, oy. Dahainu. Even though there was said as man of tefillah, but seeing as this man was said kol kulei lahagbil of a lahagbil, but the etzim of tefillah is rachamim. The etzim of tefillah is rachamim. It's lemaila min hazman. And if it's lemaila min hazman, you haven't lost your tefillah. That's going to be the bill on the second side of the Gemara. So one side of the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Tefillah has a zman. It's like a carbon, kol tuv. The zman is over, the carbon is gone. Ilei kuva. The second side said, no. Even though there is a zman, but seeing that tefillah, that tefillah is rachamim, this man can't be ma'akev in the tefillah. Why can't it be ma'akev in the tefillah? Because tefillah is rachamim. Rachamim in essence is a ma'ilam in a zman. So although it's true that the Chazal gave his man to the tefillah, but that man will never be a ma'akev in the tefillah, because tefillah b'muhusoi is above zman. So we've learned over here, the second side of the Gemara is built on two stages. A, ulevai shespalel kolayim kulei. Already we see that the inyan of zman, of the specific time of three times a day, is already what I call it a secondary inyan. And now we're going a step further. Altogether zman is a secondary inyan. The inyan of rachamim makes it lemalam in azman. And therefore, Even if we have a rule of tefillah b'makom korban, that tefillah that has a din of azman, and Echanami, you are so to speak over the time, of a being over the time will not be me'akev on the tefillah. You can have a tefillah even afterwards. That will be the pshat in this side of the Gemara. Kemat is about in Musa, the idea of rachamim inhu, tefillah being rachamim, that on the day the fact that it's rachamim, so it can't be limited to time. It can't be limited to time. Even if there is a din of time, but the din of time can't belong to its essence, and it cannot be ma'akiv over zeilat tefillah. That's the second side of the Gemara. Oh, so I saw an interesting thing. The Tosfos over here adds on another piece. What about Musaf? Musaf, the din is, Tosfos said, by Musaf it's clear that if you miss the day, then Avadi you can't have Musaf later. That means to say, even though the Gemara declares when it comes to Mincha, you can daven Mincha by night, which is the next day, but when it comes to Musaf, there's no time you can daven on the next day. Why? Why is Musaf different? Tosfos states another concept in the Gemara Musaf. It says Tosfos, by Musaf, you're reading the Parsha of the Korbanos. What do you read in Musaf? Rosh HaChechem, you read the Parsha of the Korbanos. If you're reading the Parsha of Korbanos, so Avada, when you're reading the Parsha of Korbanos, you can only read the Parsha of the Korbanos in the Zman of the Hakrova itself. And Tosfos adds on. And in fact, the whole din of Musaf is Medin on a Shalma Poems Vasein. Says Tosfos, because of this reason it's poshut, as when it comes to Musaf, of Azmanoi, bottle Korbanos, you can't have Musaf in the night. It would seem like this. What Tosfos is telling us is a Chiddush. When it comes to Musaf, first of all, Tosfos is telling us, because you're reading the Hakrova, so this is already, I call it, a stronger connection to the Korban, L'umas Sha'at Filis. Sha'at Filis or Keneged. We've had the Keneged Korbanos, correct. They have a din of a, they were misakonim Keneged this Korban instead of the Korban. But by Musaf, the actual Tfilis HaMusaf itself is Gileins and Geretz, Gezokt, the Parsha of the Hakrova. So in Musaf Avada, when it comes to Tfilis Musaf, the Zman of the Hakrova belongs to the essence of the Musaf. Because the whole Kriya, the whole Tfilah of Musaf is Zogin the Parsha. So Avada over here, the Zman of the Hakrova becomes the Zman of the Tfilah itself. And Tosfos adds on, and that the corner of Musaf was on the Shalma Purim. What does Tosfos mean? That Tosfos adds on. Whereas by other Tfilis it's Rachamim. Fantastic. What do they mean? Musaf is an under Tfilah b'mahus. Neshama Purim, so that's what Musaf is, from beginning to end. It's a way of finding the whole Tfilah was Masukin, of substituting for the Korban. So here you don't have the idea of Rachamim. Your Indian of Rachamim, your Mekayim with the other Tfilis. Here it's called calling Neshama Purim Hoseinu. It's connected to the Korban itself. And if it's connected to the Korban itself, and you're reading the Parsha, then Avada, the Zman of the Korban, is a Li'ikuv. May the Tosfos is a Geshmak. When it comes to Shatfilis are in essence Rachamim, so we can say, you know, there's a Zman, but the Zman doesn't belong to the essence of the Korban, it can't be Ma'akiv. It doesn't belong to the essence of the Tfilah, therefore can't be Ma'akiv. But when it comes to Tfilah, for Musaf, where the essence of the Tfilah is Neshama Purim Sfaseinu, reading the Parsha of the Akrovas HaMusaf, so here Avada, the Zman of the Musaf, of the Korban, becomes the essence of the Zman of the Tfilah. And Abazay, it's Avada Ma'akev. So Lamadnu Abazay, three Musogin over here, in the concept of connecting the Tfilah to a Korban. Just to summarize, the Shlav Aleph, which is the basic, is say the Tfilah b'makom korban, the Tfilah is like a korban. And if Tfilah is like a korban, so Memela, it has the dinim, those dinim which were said about korban were said about Tfilah. We bought three nafkaminas, where to stand, what mashava to have, and how the Ovid looks, and how the Mispala has to look. And the fourth nafkamina is this, that the Gemara is miyaseid, that be'etzem there should be a din of avazmani batul korbanoi. That's this side of the Gemara. Just like by Korban, this man is the Ukuf, so too by Tfilah, this man is the Ukuf. That's the view in the first side of Tfilah b'makom korban. What's the other Musaf which we saw? Tfilah k'neged korbanos. Which means what? That the Tfilah chazal v'masakin instead of the Korban, to replace the Korban. And therefore has dinim with that Korban which it comes to replace. As dinim of the Tomit. And if the Tomit shel tzimur can't be bought as a Nadova, so the Tfilah also can't be bought in a Nadova. It has the dinim of the Tomit, that it has the same Zman as that Tomit has. That's the second halacha. And then we have a third halacha of the shalom upon Yisraelim, which is negeit musa, which means as the etzim reading, the etzim, the devarim, the words of the tefillah themselves are the words of the hakrova, and where the words of the tefillah are the words of the hakrova, that is the be all and end all of this tefillah. This is no longer rachamim. This tefillah is totally ibezogn and the seder of the hakrova keilu you makiv that korban. And therefore, in this situation, by Musaf specifically has his din that the zman of the Musaf is exactly the zman of the korban fashteitzach. Uve yosem is here. And when it comes to Musaf, avada the zman is ma'akev. And that's lechira the bio from the Gemara. Oh, so we'll just be mesayim. Once or yidia, you know that the avdei b'chol avavchem, eiza avoda shibaleiv zeu tefillah. Tefillah is called avoda. Why is tefillah called avoda? So part of pshat is, it's work. So avoda is work. Azevi avoda is work. It's hard. It's hard. It's azevi avoda. It's part of work. It's a service. So to tefillah is a service. A service to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But frankly, what we spoke today, tefillah is b'makom korban. So the misfallel is like an oved. That's a simple pshat in the idea of tefillah avoda. You are an oved. What are you giving to the Eibishter? You're giving to the Eibishter, not a korban. You're giving something like a korban to the Eibishter. You're giving him tefillah. But there's another pshat which is mevu nabeinu monoyach. Rabbeinu Monoyach, in the beginning of Avodah Hilchos Tefillah, he says, Tefillah Avodah, he means, how really relates to how a person is to behave with Shasi's davening. How does a person behave? The anhoga of a misfallel is like an eved. Avodah, he means like an eved. The hainu, just like an eved, leisle migame klum, he has nothing of himself. He's totally dependent on his other for everything. The ruler is by an eved, kol masha kona eved kona rabba, he doesn't own anything. He's totally at the mercy of his odoi, and everything depends on his odoi. So too, when a person comes to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to fear, he has to be noyeg like an eved to the odoi. And the tzura of his tefillah, and I will add on rachamin in it, the tzura of his bakosha has to be a bakosha of an eved with an odoi. I don't have anything. I don't deserve anything. That's another thing of an eved. An eved doesn't deserve anything. He's an eved. Shay, the other owes you. That's why you have to work for him. That's why you have to work. You have no timers on the other. These are the two factors which go into tefillah avedu. The way a person is to behave with shas, a tefillah, he has to behave, he has to understand. The right way to be mevakesh is by understanding that everything is totally the eveshter, and I have nothing myself. And B, I don't deserve everything. You bet for an eved, bet for an other. I'm telling you your mercy, please give me. That's a fantastic pshat in the Inyan Tefillah Avodah.